Well, I'm really upset because I did an hour-long podcast with my sister, and it's nowhere to be found. You know, I'm following the directions, I'm following the steps, and I have no idea where the video or where the podcast is. You know, it doesn't even show up in the little back office that they have. So I'm completely so upset. So I just don't get it. I don't know what's going on, but it looks like they're doing something else. But anyway, let's just start and see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Great.
Okay, so anyway, hi, this is Kathleen Hamilton. I'm with my sister Peggy Stevens. And boy, do we have a show for you. It is going to blow you away. Shocking truth. And, you know, speaking of truth, our whole lives, I don't know if you're all lives, we have literally everything and anything. You don't have to take my word. You don't have to believe me. The truth is all going to come out soon enough as it is after the election sometime. So, you know what? You can just take this all in with a grain of salt and listen. But I can guarantee you this. Me and my sister Peggy Stevens, we're going to keep on doing podcasts. We are going to break the code on truth because we know, like many millions of other people know, that we have literally been lied to for decades. So we're going to kind of give you a timeline. We're going to take you a little bit of, you know, kind of from the beginning, like way back when, and where we kind of think it all started. A lot of this is some maybe speculation. We're, you know, cracking some codes here. So, you know, you just hang on and listen to some bombs. So anyway, Peggy, thanks for joining in with me. Thanks for being part of this podcast with me. And thanks for cracking the code with me.
Hi, Kathleen. I'm glad that we're having a chat tonight on the subject of our country and how we got here. I know that you had asked me to start from the beginning. Oh, my gosh. It is okay. Really something.
So let's start here. So let's title this, America Became a Slave Without Even Knowing It.
Absolutely.
Kind of go from there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there is so much that our listeners are just going to be blown away when they actually hear what has really happened in our country, how we've been lied to, how we thought that we knew the beginning of our country with our founding fathers. We thought that everything that we've learned in school was correct, but guess what? I have found information deep in the internet, buried very deeply. And man, oh man, I cannot wait to tell our listeners what I have found out about our country. Now,
let me start off by saying our founding fathers generation fought and died for our freedoms. 100 years later, freedoms changed, and we never even knew we were sold out.
Well, man, isn't that a powerful, something powerful there? That is so true, Kathy. We were sold out and we didn't even know it. Here we've lived our lives for generations thinking that we are seeking and looking for the American dream. Well, guess what? We've all been in a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't even know if I should be so pissed off, Scream Bloody Murder. Just it's just so crazy, insane, unbelievable that we have been duped forever.
That's right. That's right. You know, since the beginning, you know, when we all thought that, you know, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue and discovered America in 1492. Remember that little poem that we were taught to help us remember the date regarding Christopher Columbus? Yeah. Well, guess what? Christopher Columbus really wasn't the first that discovered our country, that came here. It was actually the Vikings in 1000 AD by the name, a man by the name of Leif Erikson. There's always been debate between Leif Erikson and Christopher Columbus, but guess what? Leif Erikson, 1000 AD, came here. Now, the thing is, though, is that if you really want to be technical, in both instances, Native Americans, or rather Native Indians, were here on this land. We've had people traveling all around the world since the beginning of time. So it's not that they were the first to discover our Americas. They just happened to be the first with a pen and paper to discover our Americas and put their lay their claim. So, you know, this goes way back. The lie that we've been told literally goes way back since the founding of this country. And then, of course, the next big lie was the colony of the Pilgrims and the Puritans that came over across on the Mayflower. Remember that? We were told as children they came over on the Mayflower. And
a lot of people are familiar with this, but they don't know the truth about it.
Right. Well, the Mayflower arrived here in 1620, towards the end of 1620 in the wintertime. That's when they arrived. But there was actually a group that arrived 40 years earlier in 1587. That was a group called the Roanoke Colony. And of course, the Roanoke Colony was named, you know, there is a city in Virginia called Roanoke, and it was named after them, but they failed. They were all killed by, more than likely, it's assumed the Crow Indians killed them, because they had, there was carvings that was scratched, you know, into the trees and to other places showing that the Crow did it. And they failed in 1587. Then around 20 years later, a group came to Jamestown, Virginia in 1607. Men and boys and two women. Oh. Now, you tell me, what was the Mayflower the first settlers that came here? Yeah. I would say no.
Disgusting.
You know, it's just terrible. We were taught things when we were children and through school, and never once were we told that other groups tried coming. Why not? That's my question. Why hide the fact that there was another group? Could it be this is a speculation now. Could it be that we weren't told about the first group because Native Indians killed them? That's a possibility. That's a possibility. You know, they've always had, you know, covered up different truths. And, you know, later, of course, now we're, you know, finding these things out. So then the Mayflower, who was really actually trying to land in Virginia, which was near the Hudson River, which is in New York, that was kind of like their actual landing point, but they were way off. They were way off. They landed in Massachusetts, which then became Plymouth, Massachusetts. And that was in the year 1620. So they were definitely not the first group that arrived here on this country.
Just wow.
I'm telling you. So now, you know, time, of course, has gone by. You know, they've lived their lives. They had no president. They had no constitution at the time. They were building their settlements. They were, you know, trying to grow food and live life. And it was very difficult, very hard. They were living through droughts and learning how to maneuver our country, you know, the land and whatnot. But they were still under British rule. See, they were still owned, if you will, by Great Britain, because Great Britain actually owns the United States. Can you believe it?
Oh, man.
We have never been freed. That is another lie that was taken place when they said we gained our independence on July 4th, 1776. Guess what? It was a lie.
It was a lie.
Can you believe that, everyone? Every time you celebrate the 4th of July, you are thinking and you are teaching your children, oh, we gained our independence from England. We broke away from the king at the time. We had a war called the Revolutionary War. Remember, the Redcoats are coming. The Redcoats are coming. Remember that as a child with Paul Revere trying to warn the other people that England was coming on the land? That whole war was a lie. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but behind the scenes, it was all a show. It was to make us think. It was to make the people think that they had freedom, that they broke away from the king, that they had freedom. It was all a lie.
But see, the normal person, without digging and doing lots of research, they don't know anything about the king.
Right. I know. You know why? Because history, the last several generations, history has been so skewed, and such lies are being, you know, indoctrination, teaching our children. And now they want to not even teach history.
But see, what people are probably thinking is, why the lie in the first place? You know, why the cover-up to begin with?
Exactly. And you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that because we never really broke away from Great Britain, it was all done as a covert operation to make us think that we had freedom. I think
this actually all really falls back on the Democrats, correct?
Yes, absolutely does. Now, you know, if we get into some of the history of our country, now, originally, before the Constitution was written, before we thought we broke away from, you know, the king, in 1770, you know, and beyond that, there were now 2 million people that lived and worked in what was known then as Great Britain's 13 North American colonies. African slaves were brought, and they were actually made up a good percentage of the population. Why did the colonists want to break ties with British rule? Why did we want our freedom? Well, the reasons that they gave at the time, the people, was that King George did not approve of the laws that the colonists made for themselves. You see, we as human beings want to govern ourselves. We want to live life.
Exactly.
We want to work. We want to feed our families. We want to experience that quote unquote American dream and discover life and enjoy life and love and whatnot. But the king did not approve of the laws that were made by the colonists to govern themselves. They probably had a list. This is what we're going to live by. These are the standards we want to live. We want to practice freedom of religion. That's why they originally came, was to be able to practice their own religion, which a lot of them were Protestants. They were set, they considered themselves as separatists. They didn't want to be under the Roman Catholic rule that King George and England, you know, did at the day. They wanted, England wanted to have a, what's it called? Like a national religion. And that's what they're trying to kind of do in our day today with the whole socialism.
Yeah.
Now, the other reasons were that King George treated them, the colony people, as sources of profit, basically taxing them,
you know, this,
making them.
You know, I'm listening to you talking. The only thing that I could picture in my head is this sounds like the exact same thing in Jesus's day.
Yes.
I mean, it's That's just, right. I can see it clear as its day.
Yes, because, and the reason that is, that's right, and because everything is based on Roman rule. This goes way back from the beginning of time, literally, if you want to get so technical, it's really, you know, the devil came down and tempted Eve, and she ate the apple, and they got kicked out of the garden, and then all of a sudden, it was just basically all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
And life is never the same.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of how it is. Now, you know, then of course, in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was written by Thomas Jefferson, okay? And that was in June 1776. And of course, in July 4th, that's why we, you know, celebrate independence. However, again, we find out later that the founding fathers really weren't the great people. They put up all of these documents to make us think that we were living free, when in reality they were conspiring, and they were really actually on the side of the king. After all, that's where they came from. They came from England, and they wanted to start a new land over here, a new people that was connected. You know, it's kind of like we were conquered without even knowing we were conquered.
See, that's exactly what the Democrats want to do to us today. They
yes,
want to control yes. everything. They want to take over everything. They want us to think a certain way. We're just, it's just crazy insane.
It really is. Now, the Constitution, you know, we think that, oh, well, you know, we have our rights. You know, I used to use that term all the time about, oh, that's unconstitutional. Oh, they can't do that. They can't do that. Well, guess what? In all of my research, I am finding out that they can do that. They can do everything that they're doing. They can do it. You know why?
What?
Yes. 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 You know why? Because of the fact that the Constitution is really a lie. We are not a country. Here we think, oh, we love our country. We say that all the time. We love our country. Guess what? The United States, in capital letters, mind you, is your driver's license in capital letters? Is your social security number in capital letters? You know why? Because we are not a country. We are a corporation. This is a corporation. The United States is a corporation. Absolutely. It's a corporation. And it was made a corporation in 1776. And yet, again, we thought that we were free. And we were not.
We were told to think that we were free.
That's right. That's right. You know, they said these lovely words, "We the people affirm that the government of the United States exists to serve its citizens." So it was for 100 years. So we thought. Okay. Now, you know, there is so much information. I mean, we could talk about Abraham Lincoln. We can talk about how the second Constitution came. We can talk about just the corporation of the United States in general. There's so many things that we can touch point on that's absolutely going to blow your mind. Now, if we go in a timeline, the next timeline I would probably go to, which when I said that we thought it was like that for 100 years, well, 100 years later, we come to 1860, and Abraham Lincoln runs for president. Okay. Now, a lot of us don't even know that there were actually four parties, four political parties that were running in that race. There was a Whig party, who I would think that that would represent the people from Britain themselves, okay, someone from over there, but they didn't end up having a person run. But that party was alive and well. It was called the Whig Party. Then you have the Democrat Party, who had two candidates in that race. And then there was another Democrat Party that they actually broke apart during that time of 1860. They broke apart. The Democrats split and they became the Constitutional Union Party, which sounds really great, like as if it was part of the Constitution, part of the Union, who later, of course, won the Civil War. But that's really not what it was. They were Democrats. They still believed in slavery. And Lincoln, of course, was a Republican. And it was the second time a Republican ran for office in all of the years, in all of the 400 years. Yeah, around 400 years. So, second person. Now, that actually caused the Civil War. The Civil War was caused during that time, supposedly because of the political tension between the parties and the running. And I don't think they liked the fact that there was a Republican running for office. They wanted to keep the Democrats in office.
Course.
You know?
So back
Now,
then, the Republican Party must have shown some kind of rebellious side to them that the Democrats knew. They just did not want any part of that.
that's right. That's right. And I think that the guy that his name was Bell, who ran, his name was John Bell, who ran under the Constitutional Union Party. He was the offshoot of the Democrat Party. He wanted to avoid the topic of slavery. He wanted to also create what was called the slave code, so that a person could be a slave or they could be free. I mean, who would do that? That's so dumb. But that was his thing at the time, is that it's kind of like, if you want to remain on as a slave and have a place to live, then you could do that. That was kind of his thing. And of course, he didn't win. We know that Lincoln won.
So let me just stop you real quick because I just had a thought. During that whole BLM and the George Floyd crap, and you hear all these people, debating each other about the slaves and this and that and really where they came from. You know what? They believe, their slavery was one way when I bet you $1 million that that story that was told to them isn't even the real story.
Right.
So, here they were spouting off, saying, all these things about where they really came from, the slavery part, when that's all probably all just been spoon fed to them over the years.
Right. Well, according to my research, the slaves, the African slaves that were brought here originally, were actually brought here by the Portuguese.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, there was never any mention about that.
Exactly. It was all, it was all the white man. It was the white,
Yeah, so
the white people.
they were definitely spoon-fed trash.
I mean, if they really learned their, and were educated enough to look into the actual facts, they would actually find out that it was a black man that was the first slave owner.
Yeah. I
Okay.
actually think Candace Owen, she did say she did try to say that a black man, is the first one that did that.
Right. And that's very easily looked up on the internet. Now, also for the listeners, just to give some information, is that all of the information that I'm talking about can be found on the internet. You just have to be able to ask the right questions in order to get the right answers.
And dig really deep, not on the surface.
Yes, not on the surface. You want to, hit like, 7, 8, 9, 10 on the pages down below. That way you can dig really deep because it seems that the propaganda machine is the first couple of pages of information so that you're not getting the information that you want or you're getting information that's actually not true. As an example, I was actually looking up some information today and I found out that on one page it said that Pocahontas married a native a native of her time and had a child. Well, with that being true, that's great. But it also said in the same article that she never married a white man, which was not true. She actually married somebody by the name of John Rolfe, Rolfe. Now, the Disney film and other films will say that Pocahontas married John Smith.
Yep.
And that wasn't true. That's a lie.
Yeah.
She married a man by the name of John Rolfe, and then she switched to Christianity, converted to Christianity, and she ended up having her name changed to Rebecca. She
Yeah.
was never married to John Smith. They
Yeah.
were friends. They were friends. They did know each other, but she never married him. But yet, the Disney production will tell you that that's what happened.
I wonder why they didn't
And
cover that up.
I don't know, but when she knew John Smith, she was only 7 or 8 years old.
Oh,
Maybe, I mean, to have a love interest with John Smith on a Disney film, that wasn't true. She was only 7 or 8 when she met John Smith. She was 17, however, when she married John Rolfe and came to England.
Huh.
But in between that, she was married to another Indian person in her tribe, and she was 14 and had a child.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But she ended up getting sick and she died at the age of 21, and they
Oh.
left her on a, they dropped her off and left her at a beach and she died.
Oh my gosh.
And then she was buried out there, but she may have had dysentery or, she wasn't able to make the travel back to her homeland. So they had to, kind of pull over in the water and, go to a beach and, she died there.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was sad. Now, regarding Abraham Lincoln, now, he only basically served one term because, as we know, he was assassinated. However, come to find out, guess what? Another lie.
That
That was
was a lie.
a lie. Yes, another lie. Another lie. He was not assassinated by John Wilkes Booth. Okay? He was set up. He was actually killed, and this document that I found can actually be found in the Smithsonian Institute. So we know that if it's hidden in the Smithsonian, there's a lot of things hidden in the Smithsonian, believe it or not, but that it's got to be true because it's in the Smithsonian. So Mary Todd, His wife. She shot him.
Oh, gosh.
She shot him with a derringer up close and personal behind his ear. And at the moment that she shot him, John Wilkes Booth came into their box at the theater because, turns out, Abraham Lincoln has the blood of a Rothschild.
Oh, wow.
And yes, and Abraham Lincoln was messing with the Rothschild banking. Okay? They was messing with the banking system, and by printing money and just giving the banks a run for their money, if you will. And so he also had an affair, Abraham Lincoln, had an affair with a woman and had twin daughters. And the Rothschilds, you know, the family knew about it. And Mary Todd found out about it in the same year that he was killed in 1865. And she ended up getting addicted to opiates. And
yeah, you know, all these Democrat people, they sure love their drugs.
That's it. Well, you know, Mary Todd, I don't know what her political thing was. I know Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, but, you know, was he? You know, I mean, that, you know, a lot of times though, you know, it could be a rhino kind of Republican. We don't know that, you know, but
if he's connected to the Rothschilds though.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All over them.
Exactly. So Mary Todd gets addicted to opium, but you are never going to believe who her drug dealer was.
Oh my gosh, tell us all.
John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And John Wilkes Booth went to the Rothschilds and they plotted a plan to kidnap Abraham Lincoln and take him on an opium boat for 2 months to get him addicted to opiates and then drop him off in the streets of America to let everybody see that their president was a drug addict.
Oh, man.
And that he would be impeached and that he would be, you know, kicked out. But instead, that plot that night was supposed to happen that way. John Wilkes Booth was supposed to take chloroform and drug. Now, Mary was probably the one that was supposed to drug her husband and get it ready for John Wilkes Booth to drag his body out from the back of the theater booth in the alleyway of the booth. So John Wilkes Booth comes in, okay? John Wilkes Booth comes in, and just at that very moment when Lincoln's head was on Mary Todd's shoulder, Mary Todd pulls the trigger, shoots Abraham Lincoln. John Wilkes Booth jumps from the balcony to the stage, and he breaks his leg. Now, that is where they come up with the theater expression, break a leg.
Yep. Oh, man.
Break a leg, because that's what happened. You know, it's supposed to give you good luck, like break a leg.
Oh,
and of course, you know, later he was caught, but he was set up. He was the fall guy. Mary Todd was the one who killed her husband. That's and she crazy. Was not. Yes. And she didn't even go to his funeral. So what does that tell you?
Oh, man.
Okay. She didn't go to his funeral because, oh, I was so distraught. I couldn't go. No, it's because she was guilty. She was guilty. And she ended up living her life out in a little cottage. I think it was in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. But she was able to, you know, she was able to do that. And while John Wilkes Booth, you know, was definitely, you know, tried and whatnot.
And once again, it goes back to the Democrats. They all get away with absolute murder. Nobody's done nothing over the decades. And there you go.
Right. Now, you know, the thing that was, I felt that was interesting in digging some more was like, okay, well, why? Okay, so Andrew Johnson was the vice president to Lincoln, and he served out the next 4 years because a new term had came and Lincoln was still on. And so Andrew Johnson finished the rest of that. And then there was another race, and the next president that came was Ulysses S. Grant. Now, he became the president in 1869 to 1871. And the Act of 1871 was implemented during Grant's term. And that was what changed the second constitution.
Wow.
That's why we have two constitutions, because it was changed and the people didn't even know it.
Of course not, because everybody's been dumbed down.
Yep. Yep. Now, of course, Ulysses S. Grant, he helped win the war. And, you know, the thing I find interesting is that in researching communism, they and the Rothschilds and the federal, you know, the reserve banking and the central banking systems, they have funded both sides of every war. They planned all the wars, actually, yeah, because people made a lot of money. The corporations made a lot of money during the war, making, you know, war equipment or whatever the case is, it's a moneymaker to have wars. And that's probably why they don't like President Trump, is because President Trump is trying to stop us from going to war. And that is cutting into the banking system's money and the globalists' money.
Yep, definitely.
So Ulysses S. Grant, again, he helped win the Civil War, which took place during Lincoln's first term. And when he became president, he did set up several acts that were good acts that helped the Black population. He set up the Civil Rights Act, the Force Act, and the Ku Klux Klan Act. And so that empowered the president to suspend the writ of habeas corpus, which is the document that has to do with a person having their rights. You know, like if you get into trouble, you're only held for a certain amount of time before they can try you. But that's under the Habeas Corpus Act. And if that is suspended, that means that the government can hold you as long as they want for any amount of time, kind of like a military tribunal.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. So he was able to suspend that. Yeah, he used the suspension of the habeas corpus to combat the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacy organizations of their day, in order to help the suffrage rights of African Americans. And this bill brought, in its early history, the act was used along with the Force Act to bring justice for those who were violated, who had their civil rights violated, for the freed African Americans, which, you know, that was a good thing. That was a good thing. However, he messed us up in the Act of 1871 that had to do with incorporating the United States. So now I want to read this to you because it is so powerful.
Yeah,
the United States, now mind you, this is in capital letters. The United States in capital letters is not a country. It is a corporation. The corporation was created for the District of Columbia, also known as Washington, D.C., which is not even a state, via the Act of 1871. The United States Corporation operates under private international law with their own corporate constitution. Your name in all capital letters on your driver's license, social security number, birth certificate is because you are a corporation trust and an employee. You are not a living, breathing, sovereign citizen. What we call our country is owned by the crown to this day.
Yeah. Now, for those who don't know what the crown means, tell them.
Well, the crown is the monarch of England. Queen Elizabeth is the embodiment of the crown or the monarch of England.
But stop
just
right
as
there,
the other kings were.
Stop right there, because I want to make sure that everybody knows the truth. The queen is dead. She has been taken out. So that no longer applies.
Right. So I know that President Trump originally went to England and had the queen sign some papers. Now, we don't know what that is yet. It hasn't been told to us yet. So I'm hoping that we have been freed and all our land has been returned to us, because the queen, the monarch, I should say, owns 6.6 billion acres of our land. Yep. How's about that? Any wonder? Yep. Any wonder why not national forests and all of those things and all this, you know, empty land can't be purchased? It's because it's owned already by not us.
Yep.
Okay. We have never been free from Britain. The power only changed from the overt power to covert power, as I mentioned earlier. They gave us an illusion of freedom, and they have succeeded well to keep their little secret. Thus, the founding fathers, who most of them were Freemasons, had no intention to give us any freedom at all. They worked hand in hand, glove in glove, with the British crown this whole time. But the only way to establish a new world in America was to fool the people and tell them that they were fighting for freedom.
Exactly.
This is the plain truth in a nutshell.
And that brings me back, what popped into my head right now, just when you're reading that, is that I remember watching a speech on that Bush Senior, what did they call him? Timber? Anyway,
oh, he was Timberwolf.
Yeah,
Timberwolf.
And I remember him giving a speech, and he just kept repeating about, one world order, one world order, one
yes,
world
order.
Yes,
a new world, a new world.
Yeah. And so yeah. It's just like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yep. Yep. It's exactly it. They have been trying to establish a new world order, the NWO, New World Order in America, and then to fool the people. You know, we thought we were fighting for our freedom. And let me just tell you, we are not free. You think you are, but you're not. Okay. And so we are hoping that President Trump has really helped our country to become freer. But of course, we're just going to have to stick around and see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, because President Trump has already gone around the world, shown all the high officials all the dirt that we have on all of them to bring us back to freedom.
That's right. That's right. Now, just so that our listeners know, that the quote unquote president of the United States is not actually the president.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, folks, you're gonna be shocked at this when you hear it, but don't worry, because it's all under control, and everything's gonna be good after all this. So don't freak out. Go ahead, Peg.
Right, right. He's actually the CEO. Because we're a corporation, he is actually the CEO. He is the head. He is the head of the corporation. Now, let me just tell you, what do you think would have happened? You know, this is for our listeners to use their imagination. What do you think would have happened if it was introduced that we were voting for the CEO of a corporation?
Yep.
Would we have done it? No.
Okay, but don't forget, the reason that everything is the way it is and the way that the people who are so asleep and they don't really know what's going on, it has to be played out this way so people don't freak out, get hysterical, you know, riots breaking out. So, you know, this all has to just play out the way it is. So
that's right.
Don't freak out. If we tell everybody that, like, every ounce of truth, then it's just going to be people are going to faint and get sick, and God knows who what they'll actually do.
Right.
So that's it has right. to be shown to them slowly.
That's right. And we
and
are considered
people like us doing podcasts, doing videos, trying to awaken you, telling you the truth, telling you what we know, so you can do your own research. You don't have to believe us, but at least with the information that you hear from us, you can go and search for yourself, but dig deep. Don't dig on the surface. Dig deep.
That's right. That's right. You know, when we see President Trump speak, we see the flag that's behind him, and it always has a yellow fringe, a gold fringe. Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
Well, that gold fringe is not part of the American flag known as the Stars and Stripes, but it's a legal symbol that indicates that the court or government building, school or soldier is operating under British maritime law.
Okay, so here's the next question. For those who don't know, tell them what that exactly means.
Well, that means that we are not only under the maritime law, but the Uniform Commercial Code. That is the law of the land. That is corporate law. That is the maritime law has to do with international waters and trading and business. We are a corporation. We are not a country. We are not in a land that it's like you're at work. Okay. You're in a big corporation. You're at, you know, one of the big named corporations. Okay. So every day that you go into your house, you're literally walking into something that is inside of the corporation building.
Yep.
Our quote unquote country, our United States of corporation country is a corporation. It's a business. Okay. The United States is only consists of Washington, D.C. and countries that we acquired, which was Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Alaska, and Guam. That's yeah. the real United States.
Yep.
What we live in is the Union under British rule. So when someone says to you, what country do you live in? We say the United States of America because we were told that.
Yep.
But that's not the truth. We are living in the Union that is under British rule.
Exactly.
We are living in a corporation. Yep. It's just so disturbing. Now, another big thing that is going to blow your mind, people, is guess what happens every time you pay your taxes. Now, I want to give you a little insight. I am not telling you not to pay your taxes. I am not telling you to break the law, because we are living under corporation rule and we are owned by the corporation. You are not a living human breathing person. You are literally a chattel with a tag in your ear, because you have a birth certificate. And every time you have a baby and you sign that birth certificate for that baby, and you get that baby a social security number, you are giving that baby over to the corporation. That baby is no longer yours legally. That's why.
That is why the state thinks that they can come in and take your kids from you, because they have that right, because they're not really our kids.
That is right. That is right. A long time ago, during the slave days, if you know your education, during the slave days, whenever a slave had a baby, that baby became the slave owner's property.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're doing, is each person becomes the owner of the corporation. So
now for those certain people that may listen to this and think we are, you know, how are wearing a tin hat, are crazy or are full crap, think again, baby, because it's the truth.
That's right. That's right. And all of this information, as I said, is on the internet. Okay, I've literally found this and more just in the last 2 days. So, and I'm not just reading one article and thinking it's all true. I'm literally researching and reading lots and lots of articles. Yep. Now, a question that came up was, does the United States pay the Queen of England? Well, guess what? Americans pay a percentage of their taxes to the Queen of England via the IRS. The IRS is not an agency of the federal government, like you may think. It is an agency of the International Monetary Fund, which is an agency of the United Nations.
Which Trump is going to take all of it out.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that alone should sicken you, is that it's the IRS is owned by the United Nations, and part of our hard earned money that technically is illegal for them to even charge us on our income that we earn,
which is not
is
a lot.
is given to the Queen.
See, we're taxed every which way to hell.
That's right. That's right.
We even get taxed to let them kill us slowly. And then we still pay taxes on that.
I know. You know, it's really interesting, because here, you know, you have money that goes into the Social Security office, and you're working your whole life. You're working 40 or 50 years, you know, if you're working all that time. And then all of a sudden you die before you get to collect your Social Security. Well, all that money that you've paid in doesn't go to your children. Doesn't go to a charity. It goes to the corporation, because you are a hamster on a wheel.
But President Trump, thank God for him. Because he's going to change all the rules, and we're going to all be on the same playing field very soon. So as horrible as all this sounds, This is just so we know the truth, but it sure isn't going to continue. We're going to have a complete different future than what we've had this whole time in the past.
That's it. That's it. That is it.
So as pissed off as you will get hearing all this, how just sickening and upset y'all get, don't worry. Get it out. Because you know what? Moving forward, it's going to be a whole nother playing field.
That's it. That's it. You know, we were scammed. We've all been scammed for generations after generations after generations. We've been scammed. The scam was set so that when you register with the federal government in any way, by accepting a social security number, a driver's license, or any other official federal document, you are unknowingly contracting to become an asset employee of the United States Corporation. Every word or use of lower uppercase is making a legal statement. So your name is in uppercase letters. That is not you.
Yeah.
That is a corporation or trust set up by the government corporation through the Treasury Department at your birth. Well, every time a child is born, a corporation trust is created.
Well, you know, in other countries, because I know Charlie Ward, his whole family, they did the paperwork where they refused to do any of that. So they did not want to be citizens. So they broke away from that by doing paperwork or something to get him where they have no driver's license. They have nothing because they refuse to be citizens.
Right. You can become a sovereign man. The reason how that works is that it's called, when you see your name in capital letters, it's what they call a straw man, a corporate entity, not a human entity. And they do this because governments are corporations and they operate under that particular law. So, the living, breathing, sovereign man is what it's called. Yeah. And woman is subject to common law, which is different than commercial law, which we have in this country.
Yeah. Hey, Peg, we need to end the show now because...
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, we're running out of time. But you know what? We could talk about this literally for days. But
that's right.
We have to talk more on this. But I want to thank you for your hard work and all your support and for being on the show.
You're welcome.
We can literally talk for days on this subject.
I think what it is that we as Christians need to stand up. We need to start speaking the truth. We need to start speaking the truth in our atmosphere even. And we need to also let people know that these things are true. Many things I found out today that were absolutely mind-boggling and true. But, you know, I am strengthened by God. I know that this is what we're supposed to be doing. And I hope that everybody enjoyed the show. We're going to have other shows that we're going to be doing. And we're just going to be able to put out the truth and let people know that we're here for you.
Yep. It's all going to be uncensored so nobody can touch us.
Well, I appreciate your time too, Kathleen Hamilton. I know that you are a very hardworking individual. And anytime that you have anything that you need me to research, please feel free to let me know. I hope that we get many, many listeners on here, and also many listeners that will share with other listeners. Bring your friends in, people. We need to start standing up for our country because there is going to come a day that we're going to have to take a stand one way or another. And you don't want to be the one that is, fallen away and turned against your country.
Yeah. But anyway, we want to both wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have a great new year, even though it's going to be a little dark for the first part of it. But I'm promising you, everything is going to be so amazing that all this horrible stuff that we've been going through will be a distant past.
Well, you take care, Kathleen, and I'll talk with you another time.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.